at the Hall of Justice.
What is our plan for this episode?
Once again, we cannot get together very often, so no. We're just doing the shorty episodes. And we've done a couple of them. I think we're going to do another.
Well, we're going to try to do a shorty episode. Yeah. But I think what's going to happen is we're going to record the entire episode, but then we're going to go back and do it all over again. And then just sort of cut them both together awkwardly.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Welcome to the show!
Feels like you're referencing something.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
So,
awkward glaring.
Yeah.
Solemn glaring.
Solemn the better.
Wiggly lip.
Okay, let's get that over with. Okay,
yeah, that's the first scene of the movie.
Oh, it is for sure. First off, we're going to get into that right away. I want just a straight up, not even was it good or bad, did you enjoy it versus did you not enjoy it?
I enjoyed it more than I didn't.
Okay.
Off the hop, I did not enjoy it, but I hit the grass. I was like, huh, I'm having a good time.
Overall, okay, I enjoyed parts, but overall, I didn't, and I'm going to get into that as we go.
Oh, yeah. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
I forgave a lot of problems because it gave me a lot of things I really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed it more than I didn't, but at the same time, it was the most conflicting.
It's like a bad relationship. Like,
there's good moments.
You
there.
Gave me the things I needed at points, but then otherwise.
Yeah, that part was really good. Man, Batman sucks. It's really underscoring how useless Batman is. And why is he wearing a costume made of jeans?
With, like, just patchy parts on?
You mean patchy parts like every other costume that there was?
Yeah, I'm
Let's
assuming...
Let's all have the same designer. That there's, like, one designer who does super clothes.
Here's the thing is that
Flash clearly made his own.
Yeah, that's true.
Tell me you're not jealous.
I'm assuming that those costumes looked a lot better with almost no lighting.
Uh-huh.
So once you just up the brightness, you see some problems.
Turn the lights on, it's Mom!
Once you up the brightness, you see some problems. Yeah, that applies.
It's funny, I was, like, on the way over here, I was listening to a review of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Was that the pod crawl thing?
Yeah.
I listened to all of those, like, yesterday.
Nice.
In the last couple of days, I have the Flophouse one. I have Flophouse on my subscription, and then I was like, well, I gotta find the other two now. Yeah.
But where they're talking about, like, you know, the first two movies, the Turtles, a lot of it was, like, really darkly lit.
Yeah.
And then the
first
third
one.
The third one, most of the time, they're outside, and it's the middle of the day.
Yeah. And even, what they say, like, sitcom lighting, even indoors, where it's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I think for Justice League, they should have made it darker.
Oh, for sure. And, I want,
gloomier.
I mean, when you get it at home, you can just turn down the backlight on your TV a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm very curious, actually, what,
were thinking.
Well, I'm very curious what they were thinking of years ago that led to this. You can't really look at it as just a movie in a way.
I wonder if this was like just a couple of goofballs that were drunk. Yeah. Let's shape out the DC movies this way.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's written on a napkin.
Here we go. Step one, we meet Superman. Step two, we just kill him.
And then step three, we'll bring him right back, right away.
The best,
so it really doesn't matter.
The best thing to do is when you're building a cinematic universe is don't have like a person who's really in charge of guiding anything at all. Don't have that. You find a guy who's pretty good cinematographer and just tell everybody he's a visionary storyteller and put him in charge of everything and see how that goes.
Yep.
That was your master plan.
Ah! Hours of poses.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. If I get, you know what? I love Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. That was the best movie out of that group. But,
oh, yeah.
He had very little to do with it.
But just every time she was there, the Gal Gadot pose.
Yes.
Like, let's do the pose. And she's battle ready, and I have eyebrows. And they're arched. constantly. It was like slow motion every time.
Which I sort of get. If somebody's like an iconic superhero, you want to have like iconic imagery and poses and stuff like that. But there's a way to do it naturally.
Yeah.
And again, just going like, oh, the slow-mo thing. It's like, that is a joke now.
Yeah.
You made that a joke. Stop it. yeah.
That or like, Jason, just take off your shirt. Okay.
Yeah.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Through the whole movie. Character? No. You're not Aquaman. You're Jason Momoa.
Occasionally go like, yeah! Or, yeah, boy! Or just say something. Just sound like the party surfer dude that everyone just sort of like, who brought this guy?
Yeah. And you know what? I want to qualify. I really like Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah.
I really like a lot of the stuff he's done, and he's a really creative guy. And you've seen some of the, like...
Seems like a cool dude.
The little indie things that he's doing, he's actually doing really interesting stuff. But
yeah.
It's like, what?
It's one of those things, like, he's casted, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Yep. Like, I'm down with the idea of Jason Momoa as Aquaman. I'm yet to be convinced on Jason Momoa, the actor.
Like, I've seen him do really good stuff and really decent acting elsewhere. Yeah. But
well, when it was first, like,
it's what's written.
The first pictures, it was like, oh, it's gonna be like a kind of scary looking tough Aquaman.
Yeah.
But he's just cool.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Cool surfer guy. Yeah. That's
like,
totally
you don't know me. Get out of my ocean. God!
I don't get along well with my parents.
I drink this entire bottle of whiskey. It was weird goo on my hands, and then it was immediately gone. Do you notice that? Like, they had that scene where he had, like, the goo on his hands. He, like, saved somebody, and it was, like, that.
And then he saves him. He brings him in. It's got to take him at least 5 minutes to get there. At least 5 minutes. And then he notices goo.
He goes to drink, and there's goo on his hands.
Well, he's used to being wet.
Well, that's true.
That was outrageous!
Anyway, so he's got the goo in his hands. He's like, whoa, there's goo in my hands. And then you immediately cut to another shot of him, like, grabbing the bottle, and there's nothing. There's nothing there. It was, like, glowing green.
Yeah.
Which takes me to just how hacked up in general. Mm. This has been well covered.
It's hard to say how much of it was just hacked together and then how much of it was just shitty planning.
Yes.
And just nobody was consistent because they're like, oh, we're just going to go for the iconic image and then this. And then we're going to go to this part and just nobody was paying attention.
Yeah.
And then Batman gets hurt. He lies down and he's like, ow. Classic Batman.
Yeah. But he's going to do it in the Affleck voice.
And then Flash runs like an idiot.
Yeah.
Why was that a thing?
Oh, that last shot of him running?
No, just every time he ran, he ran like he had no bones.
Does
Miller just run weird? I don't know.
Especially in that last shot it showed. Like he's not running fast, he's just like... Huge leaps, really.
We kind of just...
I'm moving a lot faster than my legs are actually moving. It's like 1960s TV, let's make people go fast.
Right.
But it's like they had him in, green screen, think, maybe.
Maybe.
I was like, okay, now pretend like you're running. And he did his damnedest. He was running.
But I've never run before.
I'll be back in a flash.
Back in a flash. Wow. Does he say that often?
Too often.
Everybody knows this already. Obviously, Zack Snyder left the project. Obviously, they did extensive reshoots that Joss Whedon did. And you'll notice Joss Whedon got a writer credit. He was not involved with the movie until he did reshoots, and he got a co-writer credit. So that's how much, obviously, he changed.
Well, even just like the dollar amount that was... There's always reshoots, and there's always a dollar amount that's attached to it.
Yeah.
It was a significant amount.
And it was
enough to cover another movie, really.
Yeah. And I think reshoots took about 3 months.
Yeah.
Which is...
Way longer.
Yeah. I mean, not a movie like this. Obviously, a movie like this takes forever to make. But, I mean, like, that's how long it takes to make a movie.
Yeah.
If it's, like, a smaller budget movie in general. So, that's a lot. And up to, like, $300 million. It's insane. One of the most expensive movies
going. And while we're talking about that, that's... They might not make their money.
No.
I don't know what the current counts are.
I'm sure they're going to do some, alternate cuts and stuff. They're going to bring everything they can out of this because they have to.
But in terms of what you would expect out of the gate to make and then get to a certain, in a couple weeks, you make your amount back from
whatever, but that was, and again, I was sort of just wildly speculating. I'm like, man, it would be so weird if Thor Ragnarok made.
Showed up in this movie.
Yeah, showed up in this
movie. Hi, I'm Thor Ragnarok.
I'm not Thor. I'm that's just yeah, yeah. Thor Ragnarok.
Hi, Mr. Ragnarok. Please, Mr. Ragnarok is. Okay, sorry, I'm taking your joke.
No. I don't think I came up with that.
No, I'm pretty sure you did, though.
Mr. Peanut is my father.
But just speculating, like, it would be weird if, like, Thor, which has been kind of, you know, one of the also-ran-y kind of Marvel solo properties, did better than Justice League, and it did.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit better, and that's weird. And a lot of it is just, unfortunately, at this point, the last things have been pretty divisive.
You gotta think that it's not just the comic book fans that are going to see it. It's,
yeah.
Okay, how does that play to just a standard crowd that wants to go see a movie? Justice League or Thor? And, like, take into account that Marvel has had this huge lead-up with, like,
of course,
dozens of movies to get to this point, and how did Thor 1 and 2 do? And, maybe okay, whatever, but then the Thor Ragnarok is played up as being this goofball fun one, so
yeah, I do wonder
people are going to go see it. So.
What the numbers would have been if Justice League had come out 2 weeks earlier and Thor had come out 2 weeks later?
Yeah,
I would say Thor probably would have done about the same. Justice League might have done a little better.
Yeah,
yeah. Maybe. I think what Thor did was what Thor was going to do. It earned that money, I think.
Yeah.
Justice League, you know, I also think it earned that money because
or learned that
it was pretty obvious that it won.
Because it needs something.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was very out there open how big of a mess it was. And again, anyone who had went to like Batman versus Superman and was not impressed, which was a lot of people, were going to be pretty hesitant to go to this.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman, again, like Thor, won its money by actually being good.
Yeah. Although I caught a post that my brother posted. He took my nephew to go see Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's like, I think it was my uncle, was like, oh, did you like it? Whatever. And my brother said, oh, I like Batman versus Superman better.
Hmm.
And I was like, oh, you're not a brother.
What did you related. Like about it?
Yeah, I didn't even want to get into it on Facebook. Like,
all of these. Save that for Christmas.
Yeah.
All of these movies are so. Can we agree that Wonder Woman's the best of the lot? You said
of
as much.
Of the DC ones? Yeah, absolutely.
Easily. It's weird, because I'd say, like, on a technical level, I look at it as, like, what I enjoyed the most, and what was actually the best-made movie. Man of Steel would probably be the second best, as far as being actually competently kind of made.
Yep.
However, I hate that movie so much for personal reasons.
Yeah.
It made me so angry that it's easily my least favorite. Like, I'll never watch that movie again. I'll watch Batman v Superman before Man of Steel. Is that weird? It is weird.
It's weird.
But it's a personal thing.
Yeah, but I'll watch Batman v Superman as just like a fun.
Yeah. Let's get a bunch of people and have some drinks and watch this and laugh our asses off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this was a weird one where I'll gladly watch this movie again.
Yeah.
For sure. But I don't know. I don't know where it would fall in that. What is the worst one, this or Batman versus Superman?
Oh, I think Batman versus Superman is still.
I would agree, yeah.
Just a cluster of, like, what the hell happened? I don't even know what's going on.
Superman Man of Steel had no dream sequences.
Yeah, exactly. Just in terms of confusion level of, like, what are you trying to do?
It was clear, and it was like, this is the villain, this is the story.
Yeah.
Batman v Superman was.
Yeah.
Child screaming in the night.
And he had more. Snyder had a lot more control over that one.
Yeah.
From the get go. So this is revealing a lot. Yeah, give him free reign. It's like, nah.
And it's kind of like what we mentioned at the start, to go back to that, where you were like, I like parts of it.
Yeah.
It's I think we've lowered the bar so much on our expectations and what we think
have
we should
do.
And I don't mean just, and this is not just for superhero movies. I think this is for movies overall. Like, where are the Godfathers of now sort of thing? That, like, we're such an incredibly well-crafted movie. They come along so infrequently now, or they're so infrequently funded by big studios. You have a lot of indie stuff that's coming out that's really good. Like, incredibly well-crafted movies. And it's not. And this one, parts I enjoyed, but the dialogue was brutal. It was so bad. It was just stuff that didn't make sense or was just so cliche and so dumb. It was written by a 13-year-old kid.
There were some parts.
Yeah, that's what I enjoyed about it.
Yeah. There were parts that were so dumb that I liked.
Those are boobs.
I liked out of sheer spite for what it was clearly like. Just but that part was just like Superman is brought back to life and he's like going on his like shitty sad boy rampage. Yeah. Which is like, okay, you needed to.
Hey, they avoided killing Jimmy Olsen again.
That's true. Zack Snyder did shoot this movie, and they couldn't throw out all of his footage, so you had to keep in like a solid minute of Henry Cavill stink face. So they used it for that portion. That's
what they called him in high school.
Yeah, yeah. And did that "Do you bleed?" to Batman, and then throws him, and he says something's bleeding when he's on the ground.
Yeah.
And part of me was like, one is like, oh, for God's sakes. Part of me sort of like, oh, yeah, we're taking this like stupidly like self serious bullshit from Batman versus Superman and turning it into a joke at its own expense.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. I'm good if this represents the direction you're going forward. Good. Everything from that movie, if you're just gonna.
Yeah.
Literally gonna spend $300 million to shoot a movie to shit on it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Pretty funny.
Pretty funny for me.
Let me also just say that dead people do not smell good.
Yeah.
When they've just been resurrected so and bizarre. Come out of a coffin. Like, what?
Even if he wasn't dead for a little while there. And also, like, he directly came out of, like, what has to just be, like, gross, rancid, Krypton. Yeah. Resurrected
well,
water.
You don't know resurrection what they smell like when they die.
Yeah. Well, that's true. It could be. Yeah,
he was resurrected in Old Spice.
Yeah, they just put him in there. It just smells like lilacs. It's amazing.
ooh, lilac Old Spice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's sort of, and
that,
everyone knows.
That's actually my stripper name.
Oh, what's that smell?
Don't ask.
That's what's great about how rushed the lip thing was,
what?
Is that you could see how much Superman footage was, like, replacing stuff, and it was all of it. Like, you saw him with, like, a normal-looking face for, like, 10% of this movie,
yeah.
Which is good.
There was, like, a lot of it that he was not in. Like,
oh, yeah.
The actual amount of Superman time in this movie this probably adds up to about 12 minutes.
In my opinion, he should not have even been in that movie. I think they should have, at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should not have resurrected him. I think it was too quick. It's like having Superman die in issue 385.
Oh, you're right.
386, page 10, Superman's back. Like, it was, there was nothing, there needed to be a reaction, and then them doing stuff. It was like, immediately, the rest of Justice League going, we don't know what to do, get Superman, and let's resurrect him. Okay, that was super easy, he's back.
He comes back, and he just, he leaves.
Yeah.
Like, all right, effed.
Yeah.
Space, bye.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were kind of in a corner at that point. Yeah, it did waste the resurrection of Superman, like, big time. It was totally anticlimactic. It had no bearing on anything. I think that's unavoidable, because Batman v Superman wasted the death of Superman.
Yeah.
Oh, they literally used, and Batman v Superman, clearly, they were just like, Man of Steel did well, but maybe not as well as they hoped. So it's like, they just, and this has been speculated on, but it makes sense, took the two of the higher selling graphic novels, Death of Superman and Dark Knight Returns, and just like, can we just cram these together in a movie somehow?
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
We can, but should we? We shouldn't. We can't.
Yeah.
Because even in this one, you have like the follow up. Both movies is effectively lip service to what the impact of Superman's death is.
Yeah.
You didn't really see it. Told you how it felt,
but you know, like,
you never felt it.
Well, that's the thing, is they just jumped ahead and were like, this
when
is
they
what
tell and not show. That's the rule of movies.
They're selling this idea of, like, the world doesn't know what to do with itself with Superman gone. Did they watch the movie that they made before this? Because people should be relieved.
Yeah.
Based on the story they told. He was not trusted or liked by anyone because they made him a shithead.
And everybody died.
I blame the parents, though. Who said, like, fight evil. Or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah. But this movie was the first thing they had. And like you said, the first thing was, like, the iPhone footage of him.
Yeah.
You know, they had him being Superman. Like, I'm saved people. And then, like, shaking the hands of firefighters and, like, pleasantly talking to children. It's like, oh, shit. So this movie's pretending that Superman was in these movies before. And pretending that, just ignoring all of that stuff, and I'm okay with it.
But even in that scene, there's, like, parts where he's like,
yeah.
I'm gonna pause and think, because I'm a creepy, weird alien. You're from Kansas, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his tentacle comes up and picks his nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. as it does. But the more to the point is that, you know, there's so much stuff that they're trying to do that they didn't earn. Yeah. They never earned anyone caring about Superman being dead. They never earned that feeling that, like, how's the world going to work without him?
Well, that's why I thought it would have been a better idea not have him in this movie.
Yeah.
And actually show that, okay, Justice League could do something and not just be these flailing kids that they have to get the cool kid to come in, and we're the Goonies and we need the cool the cool older brother to help us out, because otherwise we don't know what we're doing.
Josh Brolin shows up in a Superman
as Cable.
Sloth.
Yeah. Oh, Sloth is pissed.
Sloth is Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
But he's got that t-shirt.
He does have it, yeah.
Can we talk about Steppenwolf and CGI?
Yes.
Well,
let's talk about Sloth more.
Have
you seen that he's in Lego Dimensions?
Right on,
I can't believe they made a Sloth Lego.
It's pretty exciting,
that
though.
That rules.
Has that been out for a while? I think it has.
Yeah.
Lego guys! So Steppenwolf and the Parademons. I love going to see...
The exact same Parademons from Batman vs. Superman, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, carry on.
I love going to a movie theater and the big fancy like AVX with the thing and watch my favorite superheroes fight a PS3 game. It's great.
Yeah. That's exactly what I thought in the first scene with Batman.
Yeah.
When he's jumping around, I'm like, whoa, that's it's
yeah,
just
there's a triangle
game.
Flash on the top of the screen, and X at the bottom, and he's
hit X for game to happen.
Yeah. Everybody's doing like
and then Batman started shredding. And then he railed and he manualed and he did like a 900.
Which you're right, because a lot of that was completely new stuff. Like that.
Well, it doesn't matter when it came. It's a matter of it was the execution.
Oh, yeah.
Just,
but it
like,
was rushed.
It was rushed. But, like,
but
yeah.
Steppenwolf wasn't rushed.
Yeah.
And except the parts where he clearly was.
But, like, why
his face.
Would they rush?
His face was, yeah. Why could you not have just had a guy in a
exactly.
suit?
Exactly. I get
nothing about him needed to be CGI all the time.
No, not at all.
No, there's nothing. Like prosthetics and, like, a suit.
I don't know what you want me to
say. And you touch up parts of it. Like, that, wow, that could have saved you guys a lot of money.
Yeah.
But, like, from the get-go, not even counting all the money you spent on reshoots.
Yeah. And even just him speaking, like half the time... The movement of his mouth isn't even really syncing up.
I was lost in his eyes.
So. And his skin.
Yeah.
Some Aveeno.
That too, so many choices made.
It just
sucked it up. I can do nothing with this.
If they had, for example, here's just a thought. Again, with the goddamn mustache. Gave Superman a beard.
A mustache.
Like, they pull him out of his grave.
Hmm.
He's got a beard. And it's like, oh, like, maybe he's not, like, 100% dead. Like, I don't know, the comics.
Hmm.
And he's got a beard, and, like, he has had several times in the comic, which signifies, like, something major, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
A major having to come back from something of Superman that's happened a million, like, multiple times in the comics. And then, when he shows up at the very end to really save the day, he's clean shaven, and you spend...
But he's got the mustache.
Yeah, no, he's got the mustache. He just loves that Freddie Mercury look.
Superman.
I'm Tom Selleck.
But they spent so much money every scene he was in the movie fixing that lip. Save the money... And only use it for that one scene and make it look better.
Or take that money that you used to make CGI, probably, you know, few $100,000.
Yeah.
Give that to Henry Cavill to convince him to shave the mustache. He can wear a fake mustache in the other movie. It's much easier to wear a fake mustache.
I promise you, that's absolutely true. I guarantee you it was under his contract with Paramount, and WB's like, hey, so will you let him shave for your movie? Like, ha, f*** you. Just instantly like, no, you guys are f***ed. We're not doing that.
Enjoy your super mustache.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, he's on our time now, dickheads. Forget that.
Super Selleck.
And I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Superman! I love the beard. Keeping it?
Not a chance.
What did you like?
What did I like? I like when they were all together in a room. It was weird when they were all together in a room.
Yeah.
Because it's like they're just standing around in Batman's shitty Batcave.
Which, again, is something that would have been the same set or like a set made to look like the other movie, but it was it lit differently.
Hmm.
So it's like, again, you clearly the design sensibilities, even based on like the early trailers, where it wasn't supposed to look like this.
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to be brightened up like this. It was supposed to be oppressive, dark, grim, like the other ones.
Yeah.
that's the problem. You can't win. It's trying to turn one thing into another. And I appreciate them trying, because I sure would prefer not another Snyder movie. I prefer to, like, brighten things up a bit and actually have these guys be superheroes. And I'm not expecting them to be boring or, like, flawless. But, you know. Anyway.
I think you are.
But, yeah, just, like, when the characters actually interacted with each other, as opposed to glowering. You
know, yes.
When they would, like, talk like human beings.
Yeah.
Except Affleck, because he never talked like a human being.
No.
He always talked like he was pinching a loaf. Like, oh, I'm just in the middle of a huge bad
poop.
He talked
like he was in a different movie.
Yeah, I just... like,
At that point,
I'm still in Batman v Superman. I'm sorry, you guys are in a different movie.
At that point, from like the three movies he's made in this, he probably doesn't know what movie he's in at this point. Like, what is this?
No. Just been continually shooting for the past
three. Yeah. And it just feels like something else every time.
So won't let me sleep.
Yeah. I did appreciate, though, him being a more human and humbled Batman.
Yeah.
Like, he actually... The execution is so just, I don't even know how to describe it. No one does.
Yeah.
But I appreciated what they were trying to go for there. Yeah. He was actually like, you had him effectively, he showed up at the end at the Kent farm and he's basically like, I got something to make up for. It's like, oh, the movie's apologizing for the other movies. He's apologizing.
I actually never had much of a problem with his depiction of Batman. I liked him. I like him.
There was
Batman.
A purpose to...
As Batman, but, like, in this movie, it was weird.
It was weird because of just the weird setup, and it's a storyline. Like, it's not just the characters, it's just this weird
thing. He was always solid. I appreciate it. I mean, like, it's not my ideal for an introduction to the character, but obviously, like, Batman v Superman is, like, he's gone very dark, things have gone very badly, and he's got a... step back from the edge is the point of the character. Great. And this, you know, I can appreciate
that. Just kind of continued that arc, and that's fine.
Yes. It felt a little awkward, but everything did.
Yeah. Could have used a little more Cyborg, because for the past few years, DC has really, like, since the New 52, DC has been pushing him as, like, you know, he's one of our headline characters. Mm-hmm. And it feels like out of the main cast, he got the least amount of screen time.
Yeah.
Least amount of stuff to do.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm not surprised, and because you've got your big guns.
Yeah,
he was effectively there to. I mean, he was
bring
kind
in
of
the kids and the.
Yeah, I guess so. He said booyah. I mean.
What are you doing?
Just practicing my booyahs. Boo boo booyah yeah yeah booyah.
Andy got a non-shitty costume.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Again, like literally seeing Ego. On that, we talked about this for like 5 seconds, like seeing a face on a planet, like, cool. Cyborg not looking like a shitty Transformer and like having Cyborg's look, like, cool. You give me that for 1 second, I'll forgive a lot.
Also, like, they had like a Shazam or Black Adam or what have you, along with a Green Lantern.
Oh, yeah.
I never noticed this.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
There was a lot of stuff at that point. And is that who was that?
Throwing lightning.
Like, oh, is that? You know what? I wasn't even going
to. I assumed it was just like actually Zeus.
Oh.
Like a young Zeus.
I thought those
was what I thought. Because we set up Zeus in Wonder Woman. That's what I thought. And apparently, you can even see Ares in there somewhere or something, apparently. But
I got to rewatch this movie.
But the Green Lantern thing was a nice nod.
Yeah, for sure.
More than a nod. That was just like. That isn't like seeing, you know, the name of someone's business in the background.
Well,
like,
yeah.
No, that's a fucking Green Lantern.
He
hit him with a construct. Oh, he died and his ring flew away. Cool.
Which,
well done, because that tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
That introduced the concept, and then Hal and John or whoever can show up, and then you know what's going on, because you saw that. That was actually effective filmmaking.
Kind of.
That one bit.
If you know the comics and you know the whole storyline.
Yeah, but
somebody just watching that movie, they'd be like, somebody got hit? There's a green thing flying away. What's going on? They won't actually know.
Well, even if you don't, you sort of, like, you get the idea of what their ability is and what the ring does in the shorthand to a point where if you introduce it later, you don't have to, like, be so ham-handed explaining it.
True.
So I think it was well done in that regard, at least. I'll say it. I've been waiting to say it. I've already said it, but Superman... Oh my god. Henry Cavill, turns out, he's very charming and likable, and it's real cool that they actually let him do that in a movie. I completely clumsy getting to that point, and again, execution just being a mess, but if they're going with this Superman going forward, I'm very happy about it. I'm down with it.
He's happy that he saved people's lives.
Yeah, no, exactly.
He specifically saved people's lives and saved a building.
Yep, and seemed very happy to do it. And, yeah, I don't know. The movie seemed like it was going to at great lengths to ignore his characterization before this point. Yeah. I'm happy to forget it if they're happy to forget it. I don't know.
The world loved Superman.
They cranked up the saturation on his costume. I'm also fine with it.
5 years down the road, there's going to be like an Earth 1 or 2 thing. That's what they should do to release this movie. They should release an Earth 1 version and an Earth 2 version.
Yeah.
That's a whole different show.
That's what Kyle said. That's Kyle's opinion. There's a stinger there. There is.
What I would have been nice, and it's weird because this movie kind of, if you compare the plots, very basically, it's very Avengers. Mm. Which is weird because Joss Whedon did it. It's like, oh, there's an evil invader with an army of like just faceless, killable things, and there's a magic box that's key to taking over the planet, and this evil dude has to get the box.
Yeah.
Boxes, as the case is, and even does a big thing into the sky that's blue. So, me suggesting... Here,
you should have just put Thor in, just flying by.
And then Darkseid turns and half looks at the camera and smiles.
Yeah.
But as much of a joke as it is, if we got even a look at Darkseid for a second...
That's what I was expecting.
If and you
I
saw have Apocalypse, that would have sold some of this shit, because who the f*** is Steppenwolf?
Yeah.
Like, he just shows up. It's like, oh, Steppenwolf's a big deal. It's like...
He did say his name. The one time.
Yes. But, I mean, like, actually seeing it and actually seeing the scope of what they're facing would have sold so much of this. And how could you not have slipped that in somewhere? Yeah.
Although, I have to say, I did miss the second after credit scene. I didn't know there was a second.
Oh, yeah.
With Deathstroke.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I was just at Craft Revival yesterday, and I was talking to some kid about it, and he was like, oh, and Deathstroke. And I just blankly looked at him, like, what?
Yeah, like, there's Joe Mangione. Whatever.
What's his name from Pee Wee?
Right.
As Deathstroke. And again, looking very much comics Deathstroke. He had, like, the white hair and the goatee. And he had
really surprised that they didn't include the Joker in that scene.
Yeah.
Like,
what happened? I didn't even see
it.
Okay, so the end credit scene, someone's like going into Lex Luthor's cell to like time to use the toilet or whatever, and turns around and there's like some other guy with a bald head laughing. Cut to a big yacht. Deathstroke arrives at the yacht and is like,
he's got his little Deathstroke dinghy. He calls it the Deathstroke dinghy.
Ding-a-ling ding dong.
That's what I call it too. God, we're so insane. But then talks to Luthor, and Luthor's like, I got out of that cell. We're going to have to start a league of our own.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
But he was also he was dressed in like a three-piece suit, and he was acting like Lex Luthor not like Mark Zuckerberg on all the coke.
I was just going to say, was this Facebook? This was still...
No, he was like completely
same
shaped.
Actor.
Still Eisenberg.
Eisenberg, okay.
But he was acting
still
like...
Michael Cera.
He was like sort of like lounging in like this sort of couch on the yacht in front of like the hot tub thing. And there's people all around and he's just like looks smug and calm and collected. And I'm just like, okay, I guess we're ignoring
the last
movie.
He got the right
movie.
Meds while he was in prison.
Yeah. That's the thing, is like, we're just, much like Superman, we're just ignoring the last movie and just doing this instead. And I'm very okay with that. Like, just a tiny hint here, but I'm like, I think he can pull this off.
All right.
And that's fine with me.
Cool.
But yeah, so they're trying to go more traditional. I don't know. I guess Flashpoint's up the pipe at some point. Maybe.
And that's how you fix everything. New director, new look, everything.
Yeah.
Everyone's off
so
script too.
The DC Extended Expanded Cinematic whatever universe is just the perfect analogy for it is someone dropping a vase and then continually trying to catch it. Oh, it's gonna fall!
Yep.
The cat keeps pushing stuff off the mantle.
Allegedly. And I don't remember this. I'd have to see the movie again. But there was a shot in the beginning. They were playing the song was the song, I forget the song, but there was the whole like montage, like World Without Superman, everybody's miserable. There's like
all the young dudes.
Yeah.
It's a Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
Cover of a Leonard Cohen. Yes.
Everybody knows.
Yeah. Right. Of course. And there was a shot of like a homeless guy with a sign that said, "I tried."
Yeah.
And apparently somebody said like Joss Whedon co-written by Joss Whedon popped up in that shot that says, "I tried."
Oh, really?
That's true,
that's funny.
That right there is the perfect summation of the Justice League experience.
That was the thing where like that song is playing and there's like the shot of like Bowie and Superman and
Prince,
and it's like did they go back because they're like people that died that year, and it's a cover of a Leonard Cohen song playing, and it's like the fuck.
Yeah. There was so many times, and I was watching with Sherry, and there was so many times she was just, like, looking over. We'd just look over each other and be like, I don't know. every time Wonder Woman was, and it wasn't as bad as people were saying the Amazons and Wonder Woman being a little more sexualized, but there was a lot of shots where just like, why are we seeing Wonder Woman's ass right now? Why? Anyway.
I don't have an answer for that.
There's no answer for that. There's no good answer for that.
A bad answer for that.
Yeah. That's the answer.
Yeah.
I will not tolerate this.
Anyway,
so
same as I saw that many shots of Momoa with.
Well, that's true. Well, she did, and she mentioned at the end there were shots.
And his huge. Yes.
There was that one shot at the end where they were like standing, and it was all victorious, and they finally had the fist bump, but it was clearly like brightened up, and she's like just sort of looks at me, and is like, it says after we got out of the movie, it's like, so I just saw the complete shape of Superman's. Because it was so brightened up, the way that costume was. And I'm just like, that's why they had trunks. That's the reason for trunks, I'm just saying. So, yeah, maybe it does go both ways.
Kryptonian cock.
But those suits, just the way that was designed, again, that was not supposed to be so bright. Ah.
Super chub.
So conflicted.
All right, let's end this, son of a bitch.
Let's end episode whatever, Super Chub.
Super Chub.
All right, well...
Oh, that is the name, isn't it?
I don't even... Much like the movie itself, I don't even know what conclusion we arrived at here.
We could have, like...
That sure was an event that happened.
Yeah, this is an episode that we did. I don't know.
Who are we?
I'll go first.
You go first.
I'm Bri Kotick, and you can check out my comic at welcometohereafter.com. Updates Tuesdays.
I am Merk. You can find me at merkasylum.ca, merkasylum.ca, Merk on Facebook, Merkanaut on Instagram, like astronaut, Merkanaut.
And I'm Kyle Lees. You can find me by searching for The Kyle Lees. That's the same on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the other jazz. The website's thekylees.com. And you can see all three of us this weekend? Is it all three of us?
That, I'm not certain. I'm on the waiting list.
Oh, okay.
So I may or may not be there depending how things go. I'll try to.
So possibly this weekend, all three of us. If not, then two of us will be at Craftland at the Community Auditorium in Thunder Bay, selling our wares on Sunday. We'll also be Saturday at the market.
Yeah, we're every Saturday at the
every
market.
Every Saturday.
And Wednesday.
And Wednesday when we can be there. And then the following weekend, the December 9th and 10th, is the Christmas Bazaar. And, we will all be there at
We will not all be there at the same time, though.
I'll be there at the same time as
you'll be. You'll be there all weekend. If you go Saturday, you'll see Bri. And if you go to the exact same spot on Sunday, you'll see Kai.
Yep.
And if you go there on Monday, there's probably an empty space with some art on the walls.
Yeah, you can set up yourself. All right.
They will ask you to leave. Just like we are asking you to leave now.
And come back next week.
Please get out.
And
he's used to being wet. So
well, that's true. He's not the only one.
Oh my.
All right, that was weird.
Went down that rabbit hole pretty quick.
Go on?
That was outrageous!